Karen Bolter is showing me around the neighborhood of Little River. We're at the intersection of Northwest 78th Street and 7th Avenue. It's one of several areas throughout South Florida she's been looking at for her research. She's a doctoral candidate at Florida Atlantic University, where she studies which areas are most vulnerable to sea level rise. Early on, she noticed something about the kinds of information that usually gets factored into maps of affected areas.
They were all focused on financial vulnerability. They all say, you know, with this increment of sea level rise, here is the value of property that's at risk.
On those maps, places like downtown Miami, Miami Beach, and Fort Lauderdale Beach light up like Christmas trees, hubs of expensive real estate.
What didn't sit right with me was, what are those high-valued properties? Their vacation homes, their investment homes. Those people, if they lose that property, they're resilient. They can respond. Whereas these areas, we have they're low-lying and they're low-income. So these people don't have the money, even if they wanted to.
Bolter wants to make sure socioeconomics gets factored into the equations used to calculate risk and vulnerability. In the end, she says communities direct resources to places perceived to be at higher risk. When things like property value or proximity to the water are the only things taken into account, most of the resources go to places like Miami Beach. But Bolter says, according to her maps, the Little River neighborhood could be at just the same level of risk because there are fewer resources and less awareness about the dangers.
These are the hot spots. These are the areas where we need to be thinking about helping these people because they're the ones that need it the most.
Terrence Hall and David Gerard are leaning on a fence outside Hall's house. Gerard lives next door. Bolter jumps into research mode.
How high do you think we are in feet above sea level?
Like 10 feet?
That's too high. We're lower.
Wow.
Yeah, we're closer to 5 feet.
Wow, that's crazy.
What were you thinking?
I was going to say 20. A lot of people don't know about this stuff. They need to worry about that around here.
They don't worry about it.
They ain't even worried about that.
Why do you think that is?
They worry about money. You know, where the next dollar coming from? Ain't nobody worried about the water, none of that.
Bolter says that's a typical response. People in lower income neighborhoods have bigger things to worry about. And they often can't afford to make long-term plans like retrofitting their homes. She says that's where the government needs to help. Right at this moment, we run into Max Samuel walking around the neighborhood. He works with the government. He's chair of the North Central Dade Municipal Advisory Committee.
All of the underserved neighborhoods, the people who make the decisions are not, they don't live there, they're not impacted by there.
Little River is unincorporated Miami-Dade County, and Max says it needs to get together with the other nearby neighborhoods and become its own city.
If it was up to me, we'd call the city of Central Miami.
He says that would mean government closer to the people.
And all the benefits that go with that. You're controlling taxes, controlling land, you're planning for what needs to happen within the community by the people who live in the community.
Planning that's crucial in the face of sea level rise. Bolter, the sea level rise researcher, calls this idea brilliant. Grassroots efforts, she says, are the best hope for Little River and neighborhoods like it. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.